Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney,
but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a content creation studio with the focus on podcasting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
It's time for your new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans are business owners, or they're thinking about starting a business. And so we want to ask our panel a question. What's the one rookie mistake you made and that you would make again because it got you here? So what mistake did you make that you would make again because it got you to where you're at today? And let's start with Chris. Chris, welcome to the show. Tell us about the rookie mistake you'd repeat.
Being naive, just chasing after something and not knowing really what the risks were because I wanted to. And I think authenticity, especially in a world we live in today, it's very rare, and especially in business. And I think being naive to the risks and the dangers of business, just being dumb and happy and chasing after something cool. You never know. Maybe you'll shoot for the, whether they say shoot for the moon and catch a star anyway. I'd make that mistake over and over again.
Alex, rookie mistake that you'd repeat.
I'm in the startup world. I'm in San Francisco here. And I grew up learning that all you have to do is focus on the product. Build the best possible product and they will come. Maybe in some businesses that's true, in like a social network or some consumer businesses. But I'm in the B2B world. We sell software and services. And that advice couldn't be further from the truth. So I naively started and just focused on the product, really didn't hire. I mean, it took us like 5 years to hire a first marketer. At the end of the day, distribution and marketing and sales, that's, I'd say, where a good solid 65% of my time and effort goes now. But it's an interesting way you phrase the question. It's a mistake I would repeat again, because at the end of the day, it's the reason we have such a great product, is because I was fully focused on that and not on the sales side in the beginning.
Great comment. Jim, tell us, what was the rookie mistake you made that you'd repeat?
In my 20s, I started an online restaurant reservation system with several partners. I had two partners. One of them was a very talented professor at the time. He was a child prodigy, had never failed at anything. And what we learned along the way is he was a very bright individual, but he didn't have real life experience and the business didn't work. And I learned that the partners you choose are even more important than the business model itself. I would do it again because it's helped me learn the power of the right team.
The takeaway from all this is that sometimes the mistakes that we regret are the ones that teach us the most. So I learned a lot from my experience, and I think that's just made me a better attorney business person.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. We'd like to do a shout out to our affiliate, WBCH, 1220 AM in Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, Michigan. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.